This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, on Football Outsiders, we haven't talked fantasy football in a long, long time. We've been mock drafting like crazy. But Chris Spags on there wrote an article, post-fantasy draft questions or post-draft fantasy questions for each NFL team.
Wow. Okay. That's fine. So
I thought we'd kind of pour through that and see how we feel. He has them done in alphabetical order here. So we'll just roll right on down through them here.
So real quick, just want to throw this out there. I do host a podcast Locked On Dynasty twice a week. And so we recorded two of them post-draft, and we did things like veteran winners and losers and rookie landing spots. And I am starting to put together my rookie ranks, you know, Bijan, Gibbs, et cetera. But all in all, I have not talked fantasy forever.
Yeah, nor have I. I didn't even think about it until I saw this article. I'm like, oh, that will be fun to talk about.
Yeah.
And so for the Arizona Cardinals, the question is, how likely are they to hit the skids before Kyler Murray returns? I think it's very likely.
I think it's likely.
Yeah.
Like, I'm predicting it because I think it's going to be a while, and I think they're terrible. And I don't think they mind one bit and won't rush him back and hope they have the first and second pick in the draft next year.
Yeah. So the idea here is don't draft Cardinals in your fantasy league.
Right.
Or if you do take them, you know, where do you think Kyler Murray goes?
I don't think he in fantasy draft football.
At all?
I mean, he might miss half the year.
Well, let's say the prognosis is he's going to miss the first 6 weeks of the season.
I guess he's a late pick, but quarterbacks aren't hard to find. And
they aren't, but when he plays and, you know, you here's the thing of Kyler Murray. You usually get 10 pretty good games out of him before he breaks down.
Or the season.
So this year, it might be backwards. It might be flip-flopped.
You might get the second half of the year might be good.
You might get ridiculous Kyler Murray for the second half of the season.
Yeah. But, I mean, I keep picturing them like.
Or it might be, since it's an ACL tear, he might come back and they say, we don't want you running around at all.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
And I was also going to say, sometimes these really bad teams turn into the late season Rams last year, where you're just shutting dudes down. Like, you know,
that could happen too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, we don't really mind that we lose. And it's just,
there's just not a lot there that I like with that team.
No, like Hopkins would be low on my list. I wouldn't touch Connor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yuck. The Falcons. The question is, are the Falcons going to run the ball 35 plus times per game? And I believe the answer is yes.
I tend to think so. I wish I knew their number last year. I'm scrolling through this article as well. That's a ton.
I mean, they averaged 24.4 pass attempts per game last year.
Okay.
So if you average 60 plays per game, that tells me they were right around 35 rushes per game last year.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. I'm not sure if their running percentage will go up.
It would be hard for it to go up.
It would be really hard for it to go up. Because I think Bijan's going to catch balls, too. You know, like, I think they not only added a back, but they added another pass catcher for Ridder. But I think that's a good number, 35-ish, 30 to 35, maybe.
So, with that in mind, obviously, Bijan Robinson is going to be a big target in fantasy football. But don't forget about Tyler Allgeier.
Agreed. They may be on the field once in a while together, too.
Right.
But if Allgeier gets a dozen rushes a year or a game.
And he might be the short yardage guy.
Could be. And obviously a great handcuff. I think Bijan is guaranteed to be a first-round pick in fantasy. And I got to figure out who the top 12 would be. But
yeah,
there's not many backs I'd take over him.
I mean, he's going to get 300 touches.
Yeah.
And there aren't many guys you can guarantee that for.
Right, and I think his blocking's good, scheme's good. You know, I don't know how I value Pitts going forward, but I got burned bad on that one.
I will let somebody else go down that road.
Sting, man.
Yeah. For the Ravens, how much will new offensive coordinator Todd Monken have Lamar Jackson throw? That's a huge question.
I'd say the most of his career, which also is not a high bar.
They went. He dropped back to pass 31.5 times per game last year.
Okay.
Now, some of that is also then turns into him running, and sometimes you don't know much of that is, you know. But everything that they've done this offseason tells me that they want to throw the football.
Yeah. I mean, I think how they throw it will be much different. You know, outside the numbers, more wide receiver targets, fewer tight end targets. Hopefully a back catches a ball this year.
So you buying Lamar stock or you selling?
Buying.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he doesn't run as much as he did, though, is he still that guy?
So I think he'll have less designed Lamar runs. But at the end of the day, plays break down, scrambles. Will we have drastically fewer rushing attempts? I don't know.
Let's put it this way. Is Lamar Jackson a 1,000-yard rusher in 2023?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
I mean, I think Fields is, Richardson is, if he plays 17 games.
But Lamar's probably an 800-yard rusher.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but he's next, you know.
Yeah.
Like, is Hurts a 1,000-yard rusher? Probably not.
Hurts is so different, though, because he may run for 600 yards, but he might score 15 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. Lamar might have an 80-yarder, you know, Hurts won't, but Hurts is going to get in the end zone.
Yeah. For Buffalo, will the Bills really use Dalton Kincaid as a big slot receiver? Well, I certainly hope so, because that's what he is. And that's why I kept drafting him. When we would do our mock drafts, I kept taking Dalton Kincaid for the Bills because that just made the most sense.
Yeah. Rookie tight ends stink, though, for fantasy.
I know, but good quarterback, good system. Diggs is going to get a ton of,
I think it's a really good draft pick for them.
Yeah.
But am I taking him over Freiermuth?
No, I'm not going to get go that crazy, but I think he can catch 50 balls this year.
On a good offense? Yeah, okay.
And if he catches 50, I'll take Dalton Kincaid as my number two tight end, as a guy with some upside.
Yeah.
I don't have to squint real hard to say, oh, he could be in their number two receiver.
Like you taking him over Ingram. I'm taking him over Higbee.
Yeah. Yeah. Think,
like borderline starting tight end.
I mean, in that offense, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking him over. What's his face from the Bears? So he's probably 10 to 13th on my tight end list this year, I guess, which is really high for a rookie.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, again, that's lofty company. I'll take him as my high end too.
Especially if reports coming out are they're not asking him to do anything but receiver stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, that's all they're going to ask. They got Dawson Knox there.
Yeah.
Knox will do a lot of the tight end stuff and he'll just be a receiver.
Yeah. And hopefully he's on the field enough to make that count.
For the Carolina Panthers, will Bryce Young be more than a game manager with upside in year one? Have you seen some of the over-unders on his? No. The over-under for him is like 25 touchdown passes. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'd go under across the board.
I'd go under like crazy.
No, yeah.
Like three quarterbacks in NFL history, like that doesn't happen for rookies.
No.
And there were only like six quarterbacks who had more than 25 touchdown passes last year, period.
Right. I mean, Mingo's going to be one of his top targets, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with him for fantasy and really that whole offense, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I don't see a whole lot of reason to talk any more about that one. For the Chicago Bears, can Justin Fields actually pass in this offense?
I'm a believer still. I think people are way too hard on him as a passer.
I mean, DJ Moore, Chase Claypool, Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet, and then they added Tyler Scott in the draft. I mean, they've got decent receivers now. Not the best, but DJ Moore is a really good football player.
I don't think he's getting sacked 60 times anymore. I think Fields is a better thrower of the football than people give him credit for, or how the Bears had to play last year.
Yeah, no, I'll take him all day long. Mm-hmm. For the Cincinnati Bengals, is Joe Mixon going to get cut?
I think he survived another year.
I don't see that happening. I don't see them cutting him, but yeah, it's not, he's not long for the league.
I would have been very nervous in the draft if I were Mixon or Dalvin Cook, and I think they both got a pass, but yeah. I didn't think anyone looked like themselves last year either. They probably won't be on my team.
For the Browns, the question is, are the Browns, this isn't even a fantasy question, are the Browns a potential AFC North sleeper?
I guess, but we're talking fantasy here. I don't. That's why it's a weird question to.
It is a weird question. I don't understand. You know, the bigger question was, can Nick Chubb handle a 350 touch season? Because he's never done that before.
Well, you have Deshaun Watson in your top 10 quarterbacks.
Not based on what he did last year.
But you're going to put a list together when you prepare.
I'll put a list together, and maybe he makes it in the top 10.
I bet not. I mean, it's pretty easy to come up with. I'm taking Dak ahead of him. Yeah. I'm not sure Dak makes the top 10 with Burrow, Herbert, Mahomes, Allen, Hurts. You know, you can run through pretty quick.
Yeah, especially for fantasy with some, you know, Justin Fields is a top 10 guy in fantasy.
He's way ahead of Watson.
Yeah.
I mean, if Richardson's a starter, he's ahead of Watson.
Right. For the Dallas Cowboys, are the Cowboys going to regress on offense?
I don't think so. I mean, you added Schoonmaker and Cooks and Gallup's a year healthier. And I think Dak's interceptions were not fluky, but
he does turn the ball. That's just who he is. He turns the ball over.
Yeah.
I do think, as much as I don't love Kellen Moore as a play caller, Mike McCarthy is going to be calling the plays again with help from Brian Schottenheimer.
Right. I don't think they go backwards, though. I'm not hesitating at all to draft Cowboys.
Okay. For the Broncos, are the Broncos more likely to end up as a top team or blow it all up? Again, this isn't a fantasy question.
No. Sticking to fantasy, I want nothing to do with Javonte Williams. I might consider Russell Wilson in, like, the 15th round.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? Like,
just because.
He's had a pretty good career.
He's done it in the past, yeah. And the weapons are, you know, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, and Tim Patrick is a pretty good receiver trio.
And Mims.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they got guys. And they might be losing a lot, you know. And I have a lot of faith in Sean Payton. Like, he's not going to be my starting quarterback, but he might for nothing.
Detroit, are the Lions really a blockbuster offense in the waiting? They seem to think they are. I mean, they're taking, you know, pass-catching running backs and with the 12th overall pick and things of that nature.
Is Gibbs a first-round pick?
No. I might take him in the third round. I mean, he would be he'd probably be in my third tier, like my running back three group.
I'll have him higher than that.
I just don't know if there's – is the volume going to be there? That's the question that I have. Because David Montgomery's still there too. David Montgomery's going to carry the ball.
I mean, just in terms of, is this a blockbuster offense? That Jameson Williams stuff doesn't help.
No, not at all.
I mean, before you know it, his career is going to be 2 years in and we're not going to know who he is.
You haven't seen anything from him, yeah. Right. They gave up draft capital to go get him.
Blockbuster is a big word for Detroit offense.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a big word for any team that employs Jared Goff.
Right, you don't have a
quarterback.
Right. You know,
again, at home, yeah, they'll score points at home. On the road, maybe not so much.
If you want to say blockbuster offense, yeah, I'll listen to the Bills and the Chiefs, and you know, but can't be 10 of them.
Yeah. For the Packers, can Jordan Love and a young Packers receiving core overcome the specter of Aaron Rodgers? I'm going to say no.
I lean towards no on that one, too.
Yeah, I think that's going to fail miserably.
A contract bump, but I think there's a lot of balls in the air there that aren't going to land right.
Yeah. For the Texans, though he went number two overall, do people understand the upside of C.J. Stroud?
I don't see much for fantasy. I think it's a Bryce Young type of conversation.
Yeah, I think he's going to have his ups and downs his rookie year. Mm-hmm. They're going to be behind a lot. You know, is what it is.
I think he's a good
quarterback on bad teams.
I think he's a good prospect, but that doesn't mean it's going to work.
The only rookie I'm interested in is Richardson.
Yeah. And that brings us to the Colts. Is Anthony Richardson's landing spot the most perfect in recent memory? I don't know if I can go that far.
We're getting a little extreme, but I think it's pretty good.
I think it's a nice landing spot for him, but I don't.
Yeah.
If he's the starter from day one, like,
I think he's a fantasy monster.
I don't know that he is.
He throws 50% completion rate.
That's what he's going to do.
I don't care.
He might throw 50 interceptions.
Just like Fields or early Hurst.
I get it. But man, if he's putting up 120 yards passing per game, and he has to run for 120 yards every game to make it worthwhile, that's a tough way to live, man. Tough way to live.
That's exactly what Fields did, and then he broke down.
Exactly. You know I mean, these guys get beat up. You're not playing in the SEC or the Big Ten anymore. Right. These guys can run with you.
Are you interested in Jonathan Taylor at an expensive cost?
No.
He's going to be pricey.
They're not going to force Fields or Richardson into the lineup.
I don't think so either. I think Minshew's there for a reason.
I think Minshew's going to end up starting for the majority of the season for them. Because I think that they feel like they can win that division. And they just might be able to do so.
They might be able to, right, yeah.
You know, if things fall right.
In my dynasty leagues, I'm valuing him very, very high in my dynasty leagues.
Yeah.
But he might not be the week one starter.
For Jacksonville, is Travis Etienne doomed? Doomed.
I don't see it that way. I like that.
I don't understand.
No.
Yeah.
I think he's a fantasy second round pick. He's a, you know.
I look at him the same way I look at DeAndre Swift.
Except I trust him more, and he's a little younger. And
yeah.
I mean, I think he's going to catch a lot of balls.
I'll take him as my RB2 all day long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For the Chiefs, is Rashee Rice a stud thanks to his landing spot, or is he just a new Sky Moore?
These rookie ranks, Rice is going through the roof.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, based on
Moore did the same thing. You know, Sky Moore did the same thing a year ago. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was like unbelievably expensive to get.
Yeah, right.
Rice is a very good player. I don't like the draft pick, so I'm not going to own him anywhere.
Yeah, I just think they want to. You know, he could have some big games.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd much rather have Kadarius Toney.
Yes.
And you know, I don't love Kadarius Toney because of his track record, but
I might rather have Sky Moore.
I might rather have Sky Moore for sure. Yeah.
Right. He's been around a year longer. Right.
For the Raiders, will fantasy players learn the value of newly signed Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think it's the same as last year, not newly signed Derek Carr.
I don't want anything to do with that.
I mean, like, it doesn't going to prevent me from
drinking. Devontae Adams is still Devontae Adams. I get it.
Yeah, right. Their formula is not going to change.
I'm not running out to sign Jacoby Meyer or draft Jacoby Meyer.
Or Michael Mayer, you know, right.
Yeah.
I want Jacobs and I want Adams, and that's it.
For the Chargers, who will be this team's greatest fantasy weapon? Until further notice, it's Ekeler. They know he's not in this for the long run. They're gonna run the wheels off him.
Yeah, and I don't think they're gonna trade him for a third round pick with nothing else in the. I mean, Ekeler's stuck.
Yeah, he signed the contract.
Herbert could be my quarterback. You know, Allen, I don't think's falling off a cliff, but it's Ekeler by far,
without a doubt. For the Rams, will Stetson Bennett start at some point this year?
Yes.
He will, and I don't want anything to do with him.
No.
Their weapons are, you know, I don't know if Cooper Kupp comes back all right. I have no idea.
I have a hard time investing a high pick in Kupp.
Yeah. I mean, he's on the wrong side of 30. That's not good.
He's all about the chemistry with Stafford and all that. And could they trade him at the trade deadline or something too?
Absolutely.
Right. They're awful.
For the Dolphins, does Devin Achane immediately usurp Raheem Mostert in Jeff Wilson's roles?
No, but this is where I wanted him to land. I think he's the perfect fit for this offense. And I have a lot more interest in Achane now than I did a week ago. But little guys don't – I mean,
Yeah, he's not going
to 200 pound running back. You're not very useful for fantasy.
Yeah, right. I much like the 49ers backs. Like, you, if you draft one, you better draft them all.
Yeah,
and then
of course. Yeah, right.
For the Vikings, will Dalvin Cook finally get cut?
We talked about it earlier. I think
cut's a rough word. Yeah,
right.
No, like, yeah, you're not going to cut that guy. Cut, like,
been this anchor on their. Poor guy, he's got a great career. Yeah. Give him a break.
No, you think you go into it with him, and you know, you get as many games at him as you can.
Yeah.
For the Patriots, is Ramondre Stevenson completely locked in as the anchor on this offense?
I think yes, and I would take Stevenson over Mixon or Cook this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. For the Saints, can Derek Carr and Michael Thomas regain their previous fantasy mojo?
I'm betting no on Thomas, man. It's been.
I'll take Carr as my
backup.
Backup, yeah, like QB 14, you know, yeah, something like that.
But, and Olave's a star.
Yeah, right. I mean, sure there are weapons there.
Yeah. I don't think the offense will be bad. I don't have any idea where Michael Thomas goes in fantasy drafts, but it would have to be pretty late for me to add him.
Yeah, it would probably be not on my team. So.
I mean, regain their previous fantasy mojo. He was like wide receiver one.
Yeah. So he's not regaining that.
No.
For the Giants, why does a team that runs as often as the Giants need roughly 50 wide receivers, and does Saquon Barkley know how replaceable he is?
Again, not a fantasy question.
No. They need 50 wide receivers because their guys keep getting hurt.
It's because they're haunted. They're cursed. Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback, maybe too.
Maybe
he doesn't even have to be good.
Is Breece Hall for the Jets? Is Breece Hall as likely to be a bell cow back as the market suggests?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. So, like, I often reference Dynasty. He's like the second or third most valued running back right now. Bijan's number one already.
Coming off an ACL,
you don't love that. It's not a big deal, but they did draft Izzy, which is a little bit of a red flag.
They did, and they got Zonovan Knight there as well.
Carter.
Right. Carter. They got some other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that like turned
Walker, into... Walker's draft stock just went kablooey with...
If that turned into a committee, I would not be surprised.
No. But he was first back off the board. I think he's probably a first round pick this year.
Let's put it this way: Nathaniel Hackett is the, you know, is calling the shots there.
Mm-hmm.
Was in Green Bay committee.
Yeah,
in Denver last year committee. Mm-hmm. Like, it's screaming committee here.
It might be the best thing for his career.
Might be
thing for your fantasy team.
Right. For the Eagles, how will the Eagles backfield break down? Well, I think you're going to see a lot of DeAndre Swift. Maybe some Rashad Penny. I think Kenneth Gainwell's a guy that kind of loses out on this whole thing.
Yeah. I absolutely have a lot of interest in Swift.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think he picks up right where Sanders left off last year. As long as he can stay healthy.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason Detroit dumped him is not trusting him to stay on the field.
Yeah. We'll skip the Steelers here. The 49ers. Is Trey Lance a value or a sucker's bet?
I don't know that he's going to start.
Right. So I think you'd have to say sucker's bet.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to comment on Purdy's injury, but I think he's their starter whenever he's ready.
Yeah, which is a mistake. For Seattle, can Jackson Smith and Jigba have an impact in this year's wide receiver core?
Yeah, but I don't see him, like, competing for rookie of the year.
No, like, I think that was a bad spot for him to land at in terms of his rookie impact.
Like, I would rather Jordan Addison. Not in the real world, but for fantasy.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, do the Bucs think they're good with this team right now? Again, that's not a fantasy question.
And I don't think they think they're good, nor does anyone think they're good.
Yeah. For the Titans, will the Titans run back their Derrick Henry heliocentric offense? Well, they don't have any choice.
Right. That's what they are.
He's going to get the football until further notice. Yeah, so draft accordingly. Yeah. The Commanders, are we sure that Sam Howell will hold on to the starting job? Sure? No.
I'm not sure he can start as a starter.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett's not bad. Yeah, they can. I can see that being the case.
I wouldn't shy away from McLaurin or Dotson, though, because of the quarterback situation.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. They'll figure it out to get adequate quarterback play for fantasy.
And then the final question here for the Steelers. Will Matt Canada avoid blowing the Steelers' young offense? That's what the question. Will Matt Canada avoid blowing the Steelers' young offense? I think that was poorly written.
I think that's exactly how that should say, how that should read.
I think it should be blowing it with the Steelers' young offense.
Blowing up. It seems like there should be another word in there of some sort.
Yeah.
Maybe on that note, we'll hang it up for the day.
But yeah, I think this offense is going to be much better. Much like we talked about previously, I think this offense is pretty set right now.
Yeah. Like, I'm not shying away from Najee from fantasy. Definitely not shying away from Freiermuth. I think Deontay will be a bargain. Pickens is fine. I mean, he's going to be a top 36 receiver, I would imagine. I don't know where I'll rank Pickett. I mean, I do think they'll run the ball a lot, but he runs the ball more than people think, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to run for 300-plus yards this year.
Like, I think I'd take Pickett over Derek Carr, who we've talked about.
Oh, yeah, he'll run more. Some of these guys who are pure pocket passers, I'll take Pickett over them all day.
Like, I'd take Daniel Jones over Pickett for fantasy.
For the same reason. He's going to run more.
Yeah, and he's going to get 500 or 600 yards rushing. Right.
Yeah, but Pickett's no statue back there, and the passing numbers should be better. I think this offense, you know, they averaged 18 points a game last year. I don't think it's a stretch to say they're going to average 22, 23, 24 points a game this year.
I mean, Pickett's touchdowns are going to go up.
Without a doubt. And they're still going to run the football. I mean, they're showing us that they're going to run the football.
No doubt. No doubt.
But then you can also throw the ball out of those, you know, packages.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And so, he's got weapons. I mean, he's going to get protected better. And I mean, I don't think this is a stay away offense at all.
And, oh, by the way, the schedule not going to be nearly as difficult as it was last year.
That's a good point.
So,
yeah, I mean, in terms of fantasy offenses, this is not one I would avoid for any player.
No, nor would I. Hey, did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcasts, shows such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcast partner. That's going to do it for our show today. We'll be back on Friday. And, we're getting closer and closer to Steelers rookie minicamp. Can't wait for that to happen. But for our show today, that's going to do it. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.